Your voice and ours on 938 Live.
We continue with the news here on 938 Live. It looks like it will be a showdown between Mrs. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump after the former Secretary of State made history by becoming the first woman to clinch the Democratic Party nomination. Speaking after the latest primary results, Mrs. Clinton placed her success in the context of the long fight for women's rights.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee for the President of the United States. Tonight's victory is not about one person. It belongs to generations of women and men who struggled and sacrificed and made this moment possible.
But her challenger, Bernie Sanders, has ignored the political writing on the wall and vowed to continue the fight. Our U.S. Bureau Chief, Simon Marks, joins us now from Washington, D.C. Simon, it seems our dear Bernie has refused to concede, even with the latest primary results. Is there any recourse left open for him?
Well, I don't think, Daphne, there's very much recourse open left to him as far as seeking the party's presidential nomination is concerned. I mean, he says that he's going to continue trying to woo some of Mrs. Clinton's delegates to the Democratic Party's convention, which is going to take place next month in Cleveland. That is going to be a very, very tough road for him to wander down, because you could see the relief etched in Hillary Clinton's face last night. You could hear the historic cadences that she was using as she claimed that she is now unstoppable on the path to becoming the party's presidential candidate. And the vast majority, I think, of Democrats and their followers around the country truly believe that she is going to be the party's standard bearer this November. But I think Bernie Sanders is reading some slightly different writing on the wall. Were he to concede and simply walk away, he would argue, I think, that he would be throwing away everything that he's done. And instead, he wants to use the power of his supporters and also the power of the convention delegates that he has won. And he has won a large number of them as a result of the primary contests that he's been victorious in from coast to coast. He wants to take them to the convention in Philadelphia and basically rewrite the Democratic Party's rule book so that next time around, a progressive candidate like Bernie Sanders, a more left-wing Democrat, might have more luck trying to capture the nomination. So he's playing the long game at this point, and that could prove to be very irritating to the Clinton team.
Donald Trump has made overtures to Sanders supporters. Is he likely to attract a significant number of them to vote for him?
I think not a significant number, although he may attract some. The pitch that Donald Trump was using in his appearance in New York a few hours ago was, look, you guys have been taking to the streets, campaigning against the trade deals that America has either signed with other countries or is proposing, deals like the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I, Donald Trump, am equally opposed to those trade deals, and I'll rewrite them and get America a fairer shake. But, you know, there is an awful lot more to the Bernie Sanders progressive movement politically than simply concern about trade deals. And if you look at a lot of the bigoted rhetoric that Donald Trump has used on the campaign trail, and the fact that a mere 24 hours ago, the most powerful elected Republican in Washington, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, who only endorsed Donald Trump for the presidency last week, went on just yesterday to describe him as engaging in textbook racism in some of the comments that he has been making. That's one reason why many Bernie Sanders supporters would never dream of crossing over and voting for him.
So there are talks that Mr. Sanders could concede and pledge his support for Mrs. Clinton instead. Would that be the best way forward for the Democratic Party?
Well, look, I think Hillary Clinton loyalists and Democratic Party elite grandees would argue that that is the best way forward for the party. But look, Bernie Sanders and his supporters, their support for Hillary Clinton is by no means guaranteed. There's a large non-governmental organization here based in Washington called MoveOn.org. It is very much at the heart of left-wing politics in the United States. and it is canvassing its members today, sending out a survey asking them what they think it should now do. Should they get behind Hillary Clinton? Should they seek to exercise considerable influence over the Democratic Party's manifesto? Should they seek to rewrite the rules of the primary election so that a candidate like Bernie Sanders doesn't find himself frozen out in the future? This is a big debate now on the political left within the United States, and I don't think that the outcome of it is in any way preordained.
Simon, before we let you go, Mrs. Clinton referred to her victory as a milestone for women in the United States. Is that a wise political move to secure a lion's share of the women's votes, or would that play against her?
Well, I think that she thinks it's a very wise move to make, and I think most political analysts here would argue that it's a very wise move to make, because Hillary Clinton has an enormous number of negatives in the public mind, and the more she can talk in these sort of sweeping ways about the historic nature of her achievement, you know, this isn't about me, this is about shattering a glass ceiling, this is an achievement for women all over the country and for men who believe in the advancement of women's rights. And the more that she characterizes this battle, as she did in her victory speech last night, as a battle for the heart and soul of America, a battle to stop, she says, a man like Donald Trump, who doesn't have the temperament for the presidency and who has expressed bigoted and racist views on the campaign trail, the more she talks in those very sweeping terms and doesn't necessarily focus on specific issues of policy, pollsters will argue the better she does.
Thank you very much. Our U.S. Bureau Chief Simon Marks joining us from Washington, D.C.